Good evening. I just want to welcome you officially here at Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for the soul. You are with me, John, and my sin, Miss Mama Bolo. We are together on the lovely, lovely show that is called Time to Meditate. The time now is exactly 18:41 CAT. Central African time. I was supposed to be with you from 1800, but due to some other technical issues that has happened, so I was supposed to be with you from that time, but I had to come right now here at Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. We know that today is Sunday, and on this Sunday we know that the date, if you check your calendar, it will tell you that it's the 10th of March 2024. I want to hear from Angola, those who are in Barbados, those who are in USA, those who are in UK and all part of the continent. We just welcome you here at Body Grace Radio. We're gonna have a lot of things. We have James Speck show tonight. If you know that day, you have just joined us for the first time, we are saying to you, feel welcome here, because we have James Speck show. God is good. He promised us one thing, that he will never leave us. He promised us one thing, that he will never forsake us. The song that I have entered with is a song by Moses Kosana, Prophetic Sound 2023. It said meditation. As we are here, as we are meditating together, as we are here, as we are saying time to meditate. If you can read the word of God, the Bible says when Isaac went to meditate, what happened is he saw a human coming. Now there is important in when we meditate. It's important when we meditate. It's important when we take time to meditate. That's what we are doing here. And there are those who had a privilege to go to church. If you had a privilege to go to church, I want to hear from you how was the service, our church. If you did not have the privilege to go to a church, what were you doing? Remember, in the morning I said they were weighed up one David. In the book of Psalm 122, that is why I said in the morning that is very important that we must just go to a place of worship. We must go because it's very, 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 very important. I don't know whether today what were you doing. I don't know whether today what happened. But if you did not have a privilege to go to church, no problem. We're going to read the word of God. No problem. We have a jam-packed show tonight. What do you care? Something that you want to share with us concerning today's sermon, concerning something that you feel you want to share with us, you can just send us the message to the number that is 083-289-4658. That is our number that you can use. We are also available on WhatsApp. On WhatsApp, you just use the very same number. If you are outside the border of South Africa, you must just say +2783-289-4658. +2783-289-4658. Or you can just say 002783-289-58. If you do that, you can be able to engage and interact with us. We have a lot of things that we're going to talk about. We've got a lot of things that we're going to do here at Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. I know during the day it was very, 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 very hot. And I know now what has happened is the weather has changed. I don't know when I'm holding, how is the weather. You can share with us and tell us, Hore, how is the weather. We know, Hore, there are things that have been happening today. There are things that are continuing to happen. All the things that I know that it has happened, especially yesterday. We know that yesterday, on Saturday, it was Derby, where we have seen Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates playing. And unfortunately, is Chiefs, they did not win. The fortunate part is Orlando Pirates, they have won. Now, I know I have seen people, balla di keledi, some they could not eat because their team has lost. Now, with that principle that we are having in the things of soccer,
Why can't we use the same principle in the things ya mudimo? Why can't we take things ya mudimo serious? I have seen people valoring, they were in a stadium, but when it comes to the time to go to church, they dragging their feet. But when it comes to a stadium, they go. What went wrong? That's why in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse number 20, remember mo wilong hona. Remember mo wilong hona. It's very important that we must remember where we have fallen, and we must rectify. That's what we must do. We must just rectify our mistake of what we have done. And before you were able to spend time in the church, before you had the opportunity, every time when a Sunday unusayim, nothing was disturbing you. But what happened? Who have robbed you? Who have robbed you? That's why I say that you need to fix yourself and check, worry, what have I done? What have I done? What have I done? You look, check, worry, what happened? And you fix your ways. You fix your ways. And we just want to congratulate the Orlando Pirates for winning the derby that was yesterday. But I have seen those who love soccer crying, and I have seen people saying, people are now starting to say a lot of things. But we are just saying congratulations to Orlando Pirates. Remember, football is a football. It's just a football. You don't have to take it seriously and put it in your heart. I have seen people doing things, valoring what they do, is they end up being baragisa basadi babona because of a football. Motu uregisa musai because of a football. Now, football is just a football. So you mustn't do that in order to sell your wife because of football. Now, we are not here for that, but I was just reminding you, those are things that are trending when you check on Facebook, when you check on, I think those who are on Twitter, they is there as well, and showing somebody mona Allah crying tearfully, Allah seriously, because the team has lost. Now, nevertheless, we are here. The time is 18:49 CAT, Central African Time. We have a jammed back show here at By the Grace Radio. Now, when you read the book of Revelation, chapter number 3, I want us to read the scripture that we are entering with here at By the Grace Radio. When you read, starting from verse number 1, it says, write this to the angel of the church in Sardis. Here is a message from the one who wears the seven spirit and the seven star. I know what you do. People say that you are alive, but really you are dead. People saying really you are alive, but in actual fact you are dead. Gonale batho ba bangwe ba loreng you know gore ba phila, but in actual fact they are dead. In other words, what they do, e bontsha gore they are not alive. But though we see them gore ba phila, but what they do, it shows gore, that's why he said they wake up, make yourself stronger before what little strength you have left is completely gone. I find that what you do is not good enough for my God. Wake up. Whoever will listen to me right now, this morning, this afternoon, this evening, on the lovely show, Time to Meditate, we say, wake up and make yourself stronger. Wake up and make stronger again. You know, every time those who are running a marathon, those who are running, they will tell you, and let now I run. Now, there's a point where when you run, when you fall down, you wake up and you run again. How will it matter? Why, Emela, you run again because you know where you are in the journey. Let me tell you where we are in a journey. We are in a journey, and we are in a journey and journey and journey. It's not easy on this journey, but you must just wake up and be strong again. You must wake up and be strong again. So don't forget what you have received and heard. Obey it. Change your heart and live. You must wake up, or I will come to you and surprise you like a thief. You will not know when I will come. You will not know when I will come. What does it mean? So don't, he said, don't forget what you have received and heard. Don't forget what you have received and heard. What does it mean? What I'm trying to say to you, I'm saying, it's very important just to remember the teachings that were given to you. We are things, especially in the churches now, when people diverting to the teachings that we know. When you go to Facebook with Labona in Toba Wanchamo to address some other things, but in the name of Jesus. Why are those things in the name of Wari repulsive? Whereas they are doing it wrong. I have seen something just now before I come in the studio, before I come here. I have seen someone, another pastor praying for another lady, saying, this is deliverance that is taking place. But when you check what is happening there, you can see, it's an act. It's an act, they murtu urekile mutu to do something like that. It's very important that we must wake up and we make ourselves strong again. We must make strong again and look where did we fall. Now, when you read number this, don't forget what you have received and heard. Obey it and change your heart and live. You must wake up, or I will come to you and surprise you like a thief. I will come to you and surprise you like a thief. It continues saying, but you have a few people in your group there inside here who have kept themselves clean. They will walk with me. They will wear white clothes because they are worthy. You have few people. That's what he was saying there. Or you have few people who are still walking in the light. Even now, we still have people who are still walking in light. People, they continuing walking in light. Continue saying that everyone who wins the victory will be dressed in white clothes like them. I will not remove their names from the book of life. I will say that they belong to me before my Father and before his angel. Everyone who heard this should listen what the Spirit says to the churches. Everyone who is hearing me should listen and hear what the Spirit says to the churches. You still hear at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. My name is John and my surname is Mama Molo. We will be together until the hour 2100 here at By the Grace Radio. The song that you are hearing in the background is a song by Moses Kosana, Prophetic Sound 2023. Meditation is the name of the song here at By the Grace Radio. We are together and we thank God for this hour. We thank God for this moment. I'm just going to give you the song, and after the song, we'll continue. Remember, we have a jam-packed show tonight. We're going to sing and dance. We're going to worship God, and we'll do lots of things here at By the Grace Radio. I've got lots of groups that I'm going to give it to you. And day after, what we're going to do, we will continue. Now, I'm going to start with this group. I'm taking you to... let me take you to Tswane. Let me take you to Tswane. All right, let's start in Tembisa first. Let me take you to Tembisa. We have a group here in Tembisa called Tembisa Gospel Group. And also we have a Tswane Gospel Group. We have a Mpumalanga Praise. So I never heard of a Limpopo Gospel Group. Now I think all those who are in Limpopo, we need to make sure that we organize the Limpopo Gospel Group. In each, remember, there is also Tembisa, and there is Tembisa a Gospel Group. There is a Mpumalanga Praise, and there is Tswane Gospel Group, and we also have Soweto Gospel Group. Now, what about Tswane, or what about some other provinces as well? What is lacking in us? Now, nevertheless, we are still here at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Whatever it takes for the soul. Let me give you the wonderful song. As I have promised you, I'm taking you to Tembisa. This is a praise and worship. Praise and worship song I'm giving it to you. But it's we're gonna dance. The album was called Total Praise and Worship. but the group is Tembisa Gospel Group. I want you to listen to this song. While the song is playing, do me a favor. Just take your friend. If you are watching me through Facebook, if you're listening to me through WhatsApp, if you're listening to me through our radio, you can just take your friend and say, friend, we are here listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for us. So you can just let us know, Gori, how was the service today? If you had a privilege to go to a place of worship, how was the service? If you did not go to a place of worship, what were you doing? Because I know there are those who are working on Sunday, but there are some who are not working. A person are nagi kregeng because unali kwali limurutu wa hao kapa, unali murutu wa hao, things are not well. But if you did go to church, tell us what was the scripture today. Tell us what was the service all about, because that is why David said, I'm glad when they say to me, let us go to the house of God. I was glad. He said, I was glad. Immediately when they tell me, let us go to the house of God. The other one said, it is better for me to spend just the minutes or just to spend the rest of my life in the house of the Lord, than to spend a minute or than to spend 100 years in outside. They prefer to spend time in the presence of God. That is what me and you, we must do, or we must spend time in the presence of God. That is what we must strive for, or mudimu. We just spend our rest of our life in your house. We want to spend our life in your house, in the house of the Lord. Now, let me give you this song as the time is 1858 CAT Central African Time. I want to hear from you. Where are you listening from? Onalemang, and what is happening? If you have a song that you feel you want to dedicate to your friend, you can send it to us on the very same number I gave it to you. If there's something that you want to share with us, or if you have someone who is your family who is birthday today, what you can do as well, you can just send us the message and tell us, I have this person who is birthday today. I tell you what we're going to do. We'll make sure that we are wishing that person a birthday. If there's something that you feel you want us to know here at By the Grace Radio, you can do so. There are a lot of things that are happening. There are a lot of things that are trending on Facebook, trending on Twitter, trending on Instagram, trending on TikTok, and many platforms that we are having. There are news that are trending on all those platforms. Now, nevertheless, let me give you the song. As I promise you, Ayeni, that's the group called the Tembisa Gospel Group. Let's go.
Yeah.
Why are you still remaining? You can just stand up and join the song there. Ayeni, Ayeni, that's a song by Tembisa Gospel Group, giving that wonderful song, Ayeni. Wherever you are, you're still listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. Just wanna say to I'm saying to you, welcome, sir, here at Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people there in Sehopo, my hometown where I come from. Thank you very much. The time now it's 19:05 CAT Central African Time, on the lovely, lovely show that is called Time to Meditate. What a Sunday, what a Sunday, what a day. This is the day that the Lord has made, according to the book of Psalm 118. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let me tell you, this is the day that the Lord has made. You can see, this is the day that the Lord has made. There are a lot of things that are continuing to happen. There are a lot of things that are happening that we are seeing right now. Remember, I have gave you the scripture in the book of Revelation chapter number 3. And we started there from verse number 1. This was the word to the church of Sardis. But not only to the church of Sardis, but to all the churches who are listening to me right now. All the churches that are here in this earth. That write this to the angel. Write this to the angel of the church in Sardis. Here is a message from the one who wears the seven spirit and the seven stars. I know what you do. People say that you are alive, but really you are dead. Wake up, make yourself stronger before what? Okay, let me repeat. That is verse number 3. Wake up, make yourself stronger before what little strength you have left is completely gone. Make yourself stronger before the little strength that you have, before it can go. In other words, maybe you feel worried, but the way things are, I cannot make it. But I'm saying, make yourself stronger again before the power, before the little strength that you have goes. In other words, you must recharge. That is why now, when you have your phone, there's a point where your phone will have one bar. Maybe your phone will remain with, nowadays the phone is already percent. It will tell you the percent, don't worry, your percent is so much. It's not like those ones who still remember Nokia. I used to use Nokia, Nokia 3310, Nokia 95, 9510, you know, all those. Now it will just, when you plug the charge, it will just show. But the ones for nowadays, it will give you the percentage. It's technology. It will give you the percentage or you are left with so much. Now that's what you must do. Maybe you are left with a little percentage and you feel or the way I am, I cannot survive. But I'm saying it's very important that you must make yourself strong again. With that lesser power that you have, you must make yourself stronger again. You must make yourself stronger again. Other way, you must come to God and say, God, here I am. It reminded me of Samson. How many of you remember the story of Samson? Now, when you read the Bible, the book of Judges, he said there was a point when Samson had power. He could, the way God was using Samson, Samson could do things because God was the power of the Holy Spirit, or the power of God was upon Samson. Now, it happened that one day Delilah had to trigger Samson. Now, Samson had to tell Delilah where his power comes from. He said, my power, until, and it was a debate. It took many times. And Delilah said, worry, but Samson, it means, oh, when you don't love me. Because when Samson had this way, I'll record, it seems that you don't love me. Samson told Delilah where the power comes from. He said, since I was born, nobody ever cut my hair. That was instruction from God that they must not cut my hair. Now, the Philistine came and took Samson, and they put Samson in prison. They were making fun of Samson until they took Samson's eyes. He could not see by then. Now, there was someone who was taking care of Samson. Someone was taking care of Samson, taking Samson from one place to another because he could not see. Eyes were taken out. He used to see, but now he cannot see anything.
But now when he was there, he prayed as God, I just once time. He said, Lord, just once time. Give me the power again. Maybe you're listening to me this morning, you are powerless. Maybe you're listening to me this morning, you no longer have strength. You feel orimara for me to pray. I pray, but nothing is happening. But I'm saying to you, you can say to like something where God, here I am. Just one time. Just one time. That's why the Bible says there that wake up and make you stronger before what little strength you have left. It left is completely gone. Before that little strength that you have, before it can disappear, make you strong again. And find that what you do is not good enough for my God. Once you do that, you will be able to find out, but what I'm doing, is this good for my God? Is this good? He said, so don't forget what you have received and heard. Don't forget what you have received and heard. Majority of us, we heard gospel many years ago. We have received this gospel many years ago. And some of us, we have received it differently. Some of us, we have heard the word differently. Some people, for you to be born again, you had somebody preaching in the train. For you to be born again, you had somebody preaching maybe on the radio. And maybe some you were at church, you had someone preaching. But whatever the Bible says, whatever that you have heard, you must not forget it. I know things are changing, but as I have already said that I have checked through on my Facebook, I have even shared it on my Facebook. And this pastor was praying for the lady, saying she is delivering the lady. And the lady was dancing this amapiano thing, and the lady was just laughing. That's how I felt. But one gore is something shows it is planned. It's something shows it is planned. Now, what I'm gonna do right now, I'm gonna give you the song again, and after the song, we are going to continue. I'm giving you the song. I'm taking you to. Where must I take you? I'm taking you to. Okay, let me give you this song. To Mpumalanga, Izovela, Izovela, Mafin. That's a song by Mpumalanga. Praise. When we come back, we are continuing. Let's go, Izovela.
It's so fair. 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 It's so fair.
Yeah, that is a group called Mpumalanga Praise with that wonderful, wonderful song, Izovela Emafini. From there they say, Siagu Chengu, wherever you are, you're still here listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, with John and my name is Mama Bolo. On time to meditate, we thank God for this hour, we thank God for this moment. How is you? How are you? How is everyone? If you are listening to me for the first time, I'm saying to you, feel welcome. We love you here at Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. If maybe you are watching me through Facebook, it's the first time, I'm saying so, feel welcome here at Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. What a day, what a day. This is the day that the Lord has made. What a Sunday. We thank God for this hour. We know that during the day it was a 30 degrees Celsius, meaning it was very hot, and now the rain came and it rained. Now, nevertheless, we thank God for everything that God is doing for us. In the book of Genesis, it said summer, winter, autumn, and everything will always happen. Now, this will always happen. As long as we are still alive, this will always happen. Remember, we are in the book of Revelation 3, and we were now in verse number 3. We read verse number 1, now we are in verse number 3, now we are in verse number 4. Before I gave you the song, I was saying that there was a time when Samson had to pray, Armudimu, just hati fela, just give me power just once. He said, just give me power just once, so that nkai tifele. That's why here in number 2 just said, wake up, make yourself stronger before little strength you have left is complete. Before that little strength that you have, it's a maya. Now, it's very important that you must wake up. And I said, don't forget what you have received and heard. Obey it. Change your heart and live. Change your heart and you must change your heart. Opile. You must. Don't you feel to say, pule, how? Opile. You change whatever that you're doing. Opile. I said, you must wake up or I will come to you and surprise you like a thief. You will not know when I will come. What does it mean? Now, it shows, I want to say to you, Jesus is coming. We don't know when, but he's coming. He may come tomorrow, but he's coming. Nobody knows when he's coming, but we know that God is coming. He is coming. He is coming anytime from now, he will come. It's very important that we must all awake. We must be awake, remembering that when he comes, we'll be able to go with him. Like if you can read the book of Matthew 25, Ibu Akabasadi, like Baloring the Banyadi Banaba, the destroys in other way, Baloring, they were waiting. And there were 10, but out of 10, there were 5 whom were foolish, and the other 5 were wise. Waiting for Manyadu Rafik. Now, what does it show? It shows that some were not ready. They weren't ready. It's very important that we must be ready, because we don't know when he's coming. Nobody knows when he's coming, but what we know, he's saying already, he's coming. That is why he said, you must make sure that you change your heart and you change your life. You must wake up or I will come to you and surprise you like a thief. I will come to you and surprise you like a thief. I will come to you and surprise you like a thief. What you must do, you must make sure that you change your heart and you live a life that is good. You change your heart and you live your life. They go to church. And some of those we are born again, but they still do the sin. Now we need to change our heart. That's what we must do. Here we are, change our heart. Here we are, change us, Lord. We need God to change us. Without him, there's nothing. That is why hauna mtu akaufetusa refetusa kumudimu. And I tell you, the church cannot change me.
It's only God who can change my heart. It's only God who can change my heart. That's why he said, change your heart and live. Change your heart. This, if you can remember, there was a time Jesus Abarera, he also preached the sermon, change your heart because Jesus is coming. Change your heart, change your heart because the kingdom of God is near. You change your heart because the kingdom of God is near. When you read verse number 4, but you have a few people in your group, the insiders, who have kept themselves clean. Remember, this is a scripture alluring it was dedicated to the church of Sardis, but not only them, for everyone as well. He said there, you have people in that group, you have people, few people there in the group, but they still live a good life. Like now in this facility, Pelang Molon. Though we know, we still have pastors who are still preaching through gospel. Let me tell you, it doesn't mean all pastors, they give people things. It doesn't mean all pastors, they give people paraffin. It doesn't mean all pastors, they give people holy water. It doesn't mean all pastors, they give people oil and all those things. But what I'm saying is, we still have pastors who preach gospel. We still have pastors who still preach gospel even in this ancient time. They may be few, but I tell you, they continue to preach the gospel. That's why when he said there, among the group, there's still people there who still live the pure life. There's still people there who still believe in the true gospel, who still believe in a holy gospel, who still believe in the gospel that saves, who still believe in Romudim. We still have those people. They still believe in it. But you have a few people in your group there inside this who have kept themselves pure. They walk with me. They will wear white clothes because they are worthy. They will wear white clothes because they are worthy. In other words, they live holy life. That's why the Bible says, what if you can read Revelation 11:13 said, and that same time there was a great earthquake, a tenth of the city was destroyed, and 7,000 people were killed in an earthquake. Those who did not die were very afraid. They gave glory to God of heaven. Okay. Now verse number 5. Everyone who wins the victory will be dressed in white clothes like them. I will not remove their names from the book of life. I will say that they belong to me before my Father and before his angel. Let me tell you. He said everyone who wins the victory. If you're listening to me as we are in a fight. Let me tell you, we are in a fight. The day when you have raised up your hands, the day when you said, Jesus, here I am, I accept you, you have started the fight. We are in a fight. That's why he said, everyone who wins the fight will be dressed in white clothes like them. Everyone who wins the fight will be dressed in a white clothes like them. I will not remove their names from the book of life. I will say that they belong to me before my Father and before them. I will not remove their names from the book of life. Let me tell you, when we do something wrong, when we do sin, our names are removed from the book of life. That's why he said, those who will win the victory, those who will win the victory, will be dressed like white. They will dress in a white clothes like them. That's why, remember when we reach heaven, everyone is going to receive like the reward according to Mishumo Yahai. We just live more fasting about Rufid. No, there is a life after this. Now, if you can read the book of Luke, the rich man and the poor man. The Bible says they were living mulfasi and doing everything mulfasi. But the other one will make sure he has changed his life. And he started to live the life yao please amudim. He started to live the life that pleases God. And the Bible says when he dies, Adula, the farong of Abraham, the hands of Abraham, Adula, right, Abraham, and the rich man died about Moloka Liena. But when the rich man was in hell, Ubona Abraham so far. And he said to Abraham, Abraham, my father. He said, Abraham, my father. But he never called Abraham his father. And I thought, whatever that he has, it amutus. He's not heard about God. That's not tabalimudim. And I'm saying to everyone who is listening to me tonight, our name will not be erased from the book of life if we do things that is right before God. Now, verse number 6, he said, everyone who hear this should listen what the Spirit says to the churches. Everyone who hear this should listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. Now, I'm giving you the song again. We are still here at By the Grace Radio. 1926 is the time. We thank God for this hour. We thank God for this Sunday. Before I give you the song, let me tell you. Let me give you the quote. But the quote, it's saying, you've got a dance like, listen, you've got a dance like there's nobody watching. Love like you'll never be hurt. Sing like there's nobody listening. And live like it is heaven on earth. In other words, whatever that you do, you must do as if like there's no tomorrow. If you sing, sing as if like there's nobody listening to you. When you sing, sing as if like tomorrow is not there. Whatever that, that's what the Bible says. Do what you're doing as if you're doing for God. When you do things, don't do it as if like you are doing it for do it as if like you are doing for God. Do it as if like you are doing for God. You will get your reward. Now, I'm going to tell you what is happening that has been trending from today. Now, what is happening from today? It's about we have water crisis. We have water crisis. And as well, we have electric crisis. Two things now. Remember, initially, we know we had what we call load shedding. It was only load shedding, but now we have also water load shedding. Remember, we have electric load shedding, but now they've added water load shedding. Two things. What does this mean to us? We know that in a few months from now, we are going to election. Now, they said it's 30 years of democracy. But we still have load shedding. We still have water shedding. We have two load shedding. We have water and we have electric. Before we had electric, but now we have water shedding. It is very, very, very tough. But I'm saying we need God to help us. That is why in the book of Timothy, we should praying for the leaders. Tell you, that's why the Bible says, for people they will promise, but they cannot deliver. But Mudimu, when he promised, his yes is amen. He cannot promise you something and not deliver. He cannot promise you and not deliver. Now, let me give you the wonderful song. After the song, we'll continue here at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. The song that you are hearing is an instrumental song by Malebongwe, Ukito Umkulu, that was in 2011. That's a song that he have done. Now, if you are listening to me for the first time, feel welcome. If you're always with us, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your effort and your airtime as well. Your dedicated time that you are showing to us. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to strengthen you. What I'm going to do right now, I'm giving you the song. Remember, I give you the song. I took you to Mpumalanga Praise. But now, we are coming back. And after that, I gave you the other one by Stwani. Now, where I'm taking you? Let me take you to... All right. I'm taking you to... Again. Vina Moya Waka, that is Pulani music. Vina Moya Waka is a song I'm giving it to you, and after that, when we come back, we will continue. Vina Moya Waka is a song I'm giving it to you. The song is coming. Vina Moya Waka. Bina Moya Waka, that is a Pulani from Pulani Music. Bina Moya Waka, the time it's 1936 CAT, Central African time. We are still here at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and souls of the people. With me, John, and my surname is Mama Bolo. We are still together. The number that you can continue to use is the very same number that you know, that is +2783 289 4658, and when you do that, you will be able to engage and interact with us even this morning, even this afternoon, even this evening, now as we are together. Now remember, we were in the book of Revelation chapter number 3. Now we are moving in the very same chapter, but we go into verse number 7. Remember, from verse number 1 until verse number 6, this was the message to the church of Sardis, but not only to the church of Sardis, but to everyone who was listening. To everyone, this message was for you. Now we go into read chapter verse number 7. This is to the church in Philadelphia. This is the in the church to Philadelphia. Now we are, remember I was telling you what is trending. We said we still have a load shedding. What are load shedding? We knew that we had a electric load shedding, but now we have water on load shedding. These are two things that are happening. Now without water as well, remember, water is life. Water is life. We need water to do a certain things. Without water, there is nothing that we can do. I tell you, without water, there is nothing that we can do. That is why some they said, last week we were in Cartonville from Friday until Sunday with the team, whereas we were searching for a soul. Now there was no water there. I tell you, it was very tough. You could not even go to bathroom. For you to go to bathroom, you needed to have water. Because remember, they are using flush toilet. They're not like in where I come from, in home, where we just use the pit toilet, the outside toilet. Now there, each and every toilet there, they must flush. And just imagine if there's no water. And now you cannot go to the toilet. Now in other words, you can even not even cook because there's no water. If there was water but no electric, it's much better. But now just imagine if you don't have water and there's no electric. That is why I tell you, Gore, this thing of promising people freedom, but then themselves, they know it's a problem. But it's not what we are here for. But I was just saying, now, as we know that in few days or few days, as we continue to count down, we know, Gore, we are going to vote. And what I have seen is they said almost 5,500 parties have submitted to almost 700. They've submitted application to IEC. In the previous election, they said it was 400, but only 79 were able to be on ballot paper. Now that's why I'm saying we have lots of parties here in South Africa. What causes that? Isn't because motu bagana ubushu motu ore ngasibusegi mama. If we can check the countries like America, they have only two parties. They have now it is ruling party and opposition. They don't have other parties. Why can't we in South Africa do the same? I know people they will say we are in a democratic, but why? Because if you can see, there are a lot of parties. They all come from the ruling party, and these are their parties. Now that shows that it shows Gore, if Mutasa Kwanle Sambulu Utamaya Atama party. How many parties we gonna have now? Because almost now we have almost 500 to I've seen somewhere when I read it was almost 1,000 something of parties. But only few will be selected. Remember, you submit the portfolio, they check Gore, is your how many members does your party has. And if your party has so many people that are in line with ICASA, IEC, well, not ICAR. Why I'm saying ICAR with IEC, meaning your party will automatically qualify to enter to be in the ballot. Now we have a lot of parties. We don't know which party is gonna win. Well, I'm not here to discuss about any political matters, but it's very important as Banama. Now I'm here just to guide each and everyone who are nalo and is for us to pray. Rukupe mudimu to show us a way. Or when you go to ballot, when you meet your ballot paper, you must know which party, because you must not just vote for the party that just talk, but you see it's going to be a problem. It's very important. We must not be made. That's what the Bible says. My nation perish because of lack of knowledge. My nation perish. There are things that are happening because there's no knowledge. There are a lot of parties that we know. Some of them we know their people, and some of them we don't know. There are lots. I cannot mention all those parties, but what I'm saying is, Nalwena is very important. We must pray according to the book of Timothy chapter 2. Or I urge all everyone to pray, and to pray for the leaders. Now let's read Revelation 3, verse number 7. You can continue sending the messages if you wanna share something with us on the number +27832894658 00278328946 58. What a beautiful, beautiful day. We thank God for this hour. Verse number 7. Write this to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. Here is a message from the one who is holy and truth, the one who holds the key of David. When he opens something, it cannot be closed. And when he closes something, it cannot be opened. Let me tell you, when he closes, no one can open. If God says, I'm going to open this, no one will open. Maybe nobody will close. Maybe you're listening to me, you're saying, Mara, how long? But I'm saying to you, Hamudim Abudile, there's no one who gonna close. There's a song by Ubula Batswaleji. How about Batswaleji? If Mudimu want to open, he will open, because he's the author of life. What it is, but he knows us. Maybe you're listening to me tonight, you're saying to yourself, but the way things are, I don't feel right. But I'm saying to you, Mudimu waretseba. That's why it said there, gore utswerki. Go on. Ha kabula. Ha na mutaka tswala. When he open, nobody's gonna close. When he close, nobody's gonna open. Because ki Mudimu, who knows everything. When he can close, we can force things, but nothing will happen. When God says no, nobody will say yes. Remember, I said there was a man by the name of Jonah. He was running away. He ran away. Running away from God's call. Running away from God's call. Arana, running away. Now, when God opened, no one can close. When he opened the door, there's no one who will close. When we read Isaiah 22:20, he said, I will put the key of David's house around his neck. If he open a door, no one will be able to close it. If he close a door, no one will be able to open it. If he close the door, there's no one will be able to close and open that door. There's no one will be able to open that door if he close. Revelation 4, verse number 8, it said, each of these four living beings had six wings. They were covered all over their eyes, inside and out. Day and night, they never stopped saying, holy, holy is the Lord, all powerful. He always was, and he is always be, and he's coming. He's always be, and he's always was. He has the key. When he opened, no one will lose. If you're listening to me, you feel like your life is miserable. I'm saying to you, when God opens, there's no one who will lose. When he closes, there's no one who will open. Kimudimu, he knows everything. He's holy. That is why in Psalm 16:10 it says, because you will not leave me in the place of the, you will not let your faithful one rot in the grave. Kimudimu. Now, verse number 8. I know what you do. I have put you before you and open doors and no one can close. I know you are weak, but you have followed my teaching. You are not afraid to speak my name. He said, I know you are weak. When the weak say, let the weak says, I am strong. If you're listening to me, you are weak. I'm saying, let the weak says, I am strong. Let the weak says, I'm strong. Now, when you read Philippians 4, verse number 13, Christ is the one who gives me strength. I need to do whatever I must do. I can do all things through Christ who is strengthening us. We need the strength of God. There's nothing that we can do. I know that what you do. I know what you do. I have put before you an open door that no one can close. I know you are weak, but you have followed my teaching. You never stopped following my teaching. He said, I know you are weak, but you never stopped following my teaching. You were not afraid to speak my name. I know you are weak, but you were not afraid to speak my name. I'm saying, may God strengthen you and give you strength wherever you are. We're still together here at By the Grace Radio. Now, I'm going to give you the song, but before I give you the song, I want to tell you what happened on this day. Day after, what we're going to do, we're going to continue here at By the Grace Radio. Now, on this day, journalist Percy Kokoba is released from detention. That was in 1978 when he was released from detection. Percy Makoba, the editor, Makoko Makoboza, the editor of the Bend newspaper, The World, was released from detention together with 9 other black leaders seized in security raids in October 1976. Makoboza was free as a result of an international campaign for his release. After his release, Makoboza remained in the country for other 3 years and joined the Black Weekly, The Voice, which was later also banned. He then joined the Post Transvaal and Sunday Post, 2 newspapers established to replace the banned World. Makoboza finally succumbed to the government pressure and left the country to go live in the United States. That's what has happened in 1978. We'll tell you much about what happened. Let me give you the song. Now, I'm taking you to, where do we go? Okay. I'm giving you this song. Let me take you to, again, I'm giving you, okay. Where do we go? Let me just find out. Let me ask my producer, where do we go? Okay. I'm taking you here. He said, I must take you to here. Okay. Don't drop the dial. Continue to listen as I'm giving you the song that is saying, Bina Moya Waka, the Spirit of Praise, featured the Matima saying, Bina Moya Waka. When we come back, we are continuing here at By the Grace Radio. Let's go.
Jehovah, be now for your
Dina Moyawaka, that is the spirit of praise, that was Matima saying, Akobine Moyawaka. The time is 1956 CAT, Central African time. We are still here at Time to Meditate, here at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for us. So the number that you can continue to engage with us is still the same, 083-289-4658 +27 83-289-4658. Also on Facebook, we are By the Grace Radio. You just like our page, and immediately after you like our page, you can be able to engage and interact with us. Let me ask you again, Gore, how was the fellowship today? If you had a privilege to go to a place of worship, how was it? How was it? How was it? How was it? I want to know, how was it? What was the scripture today? Now, remember, we are still in the book of Revelation. Now, we are now in verse number 9. Remember, in from chapter verse number 7 until verse number 13, this is to the church in Philadelphia, whereas from 1 until 6 is to the church in Sardis. Now, as we are reading, learning about the letter that was written to the church of Philadelphia, and we were in verse number 8, that he said, I know what you do. I have put before you an open door that no one can close. I have put before you an open door that no one will close. And he said, I know that you are weak, but because you follow my teaching and you were not afraid. Now remember, we have said in verse number 7. Now, number 7 said, it said there, when it closed, there's nobody who can open. And when it opened, there's no one who can close. Now, in verse number 8, that's what I was reading. It said there, I know what you do. I have put you before an open door that no one can close. I know you are weak, but you have followed my teachings. You are not afraid to speak my name. I know you are weak, but you are still following my teachings. That's what I'm saying. Let the weak say, I am strong. If you know you are weak, say, I am strong. If you are weak, you must say, us. That's why I've already read, I said in the book of Philippians 4, verse 13, it said, Christ is the one who gives me strength. I need to do whatever I must do. Like, I can do all things through Christ who is strengthening us. We can do all things through Christ who is strengthening us. Now, when you read the book of 2 Corinthians 12:8-10, it said, I begged the Lord 3 times to take this problem away from me. But the Lord said, my grace is all what you need. Only when you are weak can everything be done completely by my power. So I will gladly boast about my weakness. Then Christ's power can stay in me. Yes, I am glad to have weakness if they are for Christ. I am glad to the insult I have had time. I'm glad when I am persecuted and I have problem, because this is when I am weak that I'm really strong. When I'm weak, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. If you're listening to me, you let the weak say, I am strong. Verse number 9. Listen, there is a group that belongs to Satan. They say that they are Jewish, but they are liars. They are not true Jewish. I will make them come before you and bow at your feet. They will know that you are the people I have loved. Utori, in your group, remember in the verse that we have read, that is in verse number in verse number four. That said, I know in your group, inside is there are still people who are clean and they are clean and they follow that. Now here in verse number 8, in verse number 9, he said, listen, there is a group that belong to Satan. They say they are Jewish, but they are liars. Now, these people, they say they are Jewish, but they are liars. They are not true Jewish. I will make them come before you and bow at your feet. They will know you are the people I have loved. You know, there are people in your group. Lona no rena le batho in our groups. Ba lo ring fellowship le bona. But they not belong to us, but they belong to Satan. They trying to do whatever everything we did, but in actual fact they belong to Satan. There was a time Moses said, "I have thrown you to Satan. I have thrown you to Satan." In your group, nalebat. Baloring, they belong to Satan. I like the song, even I go to them, only Satan, remotruth. Now, if you do things right, you'll be able to defeat the devil. When we say Satan, remotruth, you'll be singing the song, understanding it, and meaning it. That is why in Isaiah 64:14, in the past people hate you, but they will bow down before you. In the past people hate you, but they will bow down at your feet. They will call you the city of the Lord, Zion, of the Holy One of Israel. Verse number 10, it reads as follows. If you have found it, let's read verse number 10. You followed my command to endure patiently. So I will keep you from the time of trouble that will come to the world. A time that will test everyone living on earth. He said, you followed my commandment to endure patiently. So I will keep you from the time of trouble that will come to an end. A time that will test everyone living on earth. It's saying there that you followed my command to endure patiently. Now, what does it mean? We must follow the command of God. We must do according to His teachings. Remola tell it to do according to what He says. And He will make sure that He keeps us from the trouble that comes. Molefasing. I tell you, there's a trouble that comes. There's going to come troubles, but when we obey His commandment and we're making sure that we endure patiently, I tell you, He will do that for us. Tell you, He will do that for us. You're still here at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. Now, I'm still reading what happened on this day. It was on this day, the year 1952, when Zimbabwean politician, the late trade union Morgan Tsvangirai was born. He was born on this day in the year 1952. Though he's no longer with us, but we are still celebrating his life, and his family, they are still celebrating his life. It was on this day when South African artist Michael Zondi is born. Michael Zondi was born in 1926, though he's no longer with us, but he was born in Mzinga, in Greytown, Natal. He was trained in woodwork at the Stewart Lutheran Mission Trade School and obtained a certificate in building construction and design. He worked at the Appleford Mission Hospital in Natal, where he exercised the design, construction and decoration for the hospital chapel. After this, he worked for a Department of Information until 1972. He was born on this day, and we continue to celebrate his life. Now, it was in 1922 when a strike by white mines turned into open rebellion. A strike by whites, you know, a strike by whites. Remember, most of the time we are saying blacks, but even the whites, hungry white workers on strike since 28 December 1921. Stormed and occupied police stations, railway installation and mines on the Witwatersrand. They also attacked Joburg mine, post office and power station in mass protest that in a few hours turned into open rebellious against the state. He decided to use a force to overblow the government and to declare a republic. Prime Minister J.C. Smart declared martial law and entered Johannesburg with detachment of the army supported by the Air Force. Within 4 days, the railroad was crushed. 152 people, including 72 members of the state force, has been killed and 54 injured. 534 injured. This upright is popularly known as the Rand Resolution of Rebellious. That's what happened. That was in 1922 when they were striking. Now we know Retseba Fela, Rona, when we strike, but even the whites, they did that. It just started known, but even the whites, they did that. Now that's what has happened on this day. Now I'm gonna give you the song. When we come back, we'll continue here at By the Grace Radio. That is a 2007, the last segment of the show, Time to Meditate. How was your Sunday? How was the sermon? And you can share with us and tell us what were they saying. I'm gonna give you two songs back to back. I'm gonna give you two songs back to back. When we come back, we continue. I'm giving you the very same song, but this time it's by Tswane Gospel. They're giving us Moya Waka Retamurena. When we come back, we are continuing. Enjoy the song. Reta Mrena Moya Waka. Yeah, so you heard that song by the group called the Tswane Gospel Group, giving us a song, Moya Waka, Chotli, Chateng Haka, Adirete, Morena. The time is 2010 CAT, Central African Time. We are still together, Nalowena, here on Time to Meditate, here at By the Grace Radio. The station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. How are you? How are things by your side on this day, on this hour? The very same number that you know that you can use is 083-289-4658. 083-289-4658, there's a number that you can use to engage and interact with us. There's a number that you can use to engage and interact with us here at By the Grace Radio. We thank God for this hour. We thank God for this moment. Remember, I was telling you what has happened on this day, and we'll continue to tell what happened on this day as we'll continue to read our scripture. As our scripture are reading, it is in the book of Revelation chapter number 3. We started from verse number 1. Now we are in verse number 3. Now in verse number 10, that said, "You followed my command and endure patiently, so I will keep you from the time of trouble that will come to an world, and time that will test everyone living on earth." That is what it is saying there. Now, when you read the First Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13, "To only temptation that you have are the same temptation that all people have, but you can trust God. He will not let you be tempted more than you can bear. But when you are tempted, God will also give you a way to escape that temptation. Then you will be able to enjoy it." Listen to this. The only temptation that you have are the same temptation that all people have. Let me tell you, the temptation that you are having now is the same temptation that other people, they had it. But you can trust He will not let you be tempted more than what you can bear. What does He mean? Irauri for us to follow Reanyak. Now Rekiwe Gurkeanyak, because He's saying there, each and every temptation I Kishan. In other words, I can be able to bear it. Each and every temptation I Kishan Gur Ngahona Wema Leona, that temptation, according to what the scripture says here in 1 Corinthians 10, verse number 13. Corinthians 10, verse number 13. Saying there that, let me repeat again, the only temptation that you will have are the same temptation that all people have. But you can trust God, He will not let you be tempted more than you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will always give you a way to escape. Then you will be able to enjoy it. You will be able to enjoy the temptation. You will be able to enjoy the temptation. Now listen to this. "Because it will be a time of great trouble, there will be more trouble than has ever happened since the beginning of the world, and nothing as bad as that will ever happen. But God is ready to make that terrible time short. If it were not made short, no one will continue living. But God will make that time short to help the people He has chosen." To help the people He has chosen. Someone may say to you at the time, "Look, there is a Messiah." Or someone else may say, "There he is," but don't believe them. False Messiah and false prophets will come and do great miracles and wonders, trying to fool the people God has chosen, if that is possible. If that is possible. Honalebatu, they will come with their things to tell you things that are not alright. Now you still here listening to us as we are continuing in verse number 11. "I'm coming soon. Hold on to the faith you have so that no one can take away your crown." I'm saying to you tonight, He's saying He's coming soon. We don't know when, but we know that He's coming soon. That's what the Bible says. Even the angels, they don't know the time. Even Jesus, He doesn't know the time. But He just knows when He's going to come. It's a secret, this thing. When He's coming, it's a secret. But that's why He said, "I'm coming soon. Hold on to the faith you have so that no one can take away your crown." I'm saying to everyone, let us hold on to our faith. Let us hold on to our faith. We continue holding to our faith because He's coming soon. We don't know when soon, but we know that He's coming. It's like when you go to the bus stop, if you're using the bus, because let's say a train, because a taxi, you know, a taxi comes any time, and aina nako, you know, at any time. But with the train, it comes at a time by one day. Okay, train will come at this time, or they tell you or the flight to the place it depart at this time. Now you're gonna go early to avoid exclusion. You're gonna go early so that you cannot miss the flight. But when you go there, the flight doesn't come. Augusta Maywa, the flight is not coming. Augusta Maywa, the train is not coming. You're gonna wait there. That's what we must do. He said, I'm coming. So hold on to the faith you have, so that no one can take away your crown. We must hold on to our faith that we have. Faith erinangliwana, we must hold on to it. We must hold on to it. That's what the Bible says, great blessings belong to the person who read the weight of this message from God, and to those who hear this message and do what is written. There is not much time left. The great blessings belong to the one who reads this weight from the Lord and hear it and do according to it. That's a great blessing. Mara, we don't do according to what the word says. That's what the Bible says. Great blessings belong to the people, to the person who read this way, who read the word of this message from God, and to those who hear this message and do what is written in it. There is no much time left. Let me tell you, there's no much time left. He may come any time from now. That is why we need to be prepared. That is why we need to be ready. Or when he comes, we'll be able to go with him. It's going to be painful. Or when he comes, we're going to remain. It's going to be painful that when he comes, you will remain. Revelation 22:7. Listen, I'm coming soon. Great blessings belong to the one who obeyed the words of prophecy in this book. Great blessings belong to the one who obeyed the prophecy that is written in the book. Listen, I am coming. Let me tell you, he is coming. I know, but when, how long is he coming? But I'm saying to you, he is coming. Verse number 22:12. Chapter 22:12. He said, listen, I'm coming soon. I will bring rewards with me. I will repay everyone who for what they have done. He's gonna repay us. Tongue language that you are doing mole fasting, I feel my tell you, he's gonna reward you. Utamuta complain, Armara, I'm going to church here cleaner. Mara bampone, but I'm saying to you, worry, you must not worry about it. There's a man watching us every day. I'm going to church, I do this, but they're not noticing me. It's fine even if they don't notice you, but there's a man there who's noticing us every day. Who's saying, he is coming with a reward. He's coming with a reward to repay everyone for what they have done. Tongolongo ye widirang, you're going to get the reward for it. Jesus is the one who says that all of this is true. Now he says, yes, I'm coming. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Yes, I'm coming. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Zechariah 1:14, it said, the Lord's special day for judging is coming soon. It is near and coming fast. People will hear very sad sound on the Lord's special day of judgment. Even strong soldiers will cry. I'm saying to you, he's coming. Now we must be prepared and be ready for his coming. Revelation 22:7. Listen, I am coming soon. Great blessings belong to the one who obeyed the words of prophecy in this book. It's very important to obey the word of prophecy in this book. It's very important to hear what the word says. When you read in the book of James 5:9, brothers and sisters, don't complain against each other. If you don't stop complaining, you'll be judged guilty, and the judge is ready to come. Brothers and sisters, hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. It's not easy, but let us hold on. Now the time is 8:21 CAT, Central African Time, here at By the Grace Radio. Time to Meditate is the name of the show. The number 0832894658 is the number that you can use to engage and interact with us. 1994, Lucas Mangope leaves Mabatu due to uprising. Lucas Mangope. How many of you still remember Lucas Mangope? Those who were born long time, they will remember Lucas Mangope when he said there, Hore, Batale Sutla Banake. That is what the late Lucas Mangope. The president Lucas Mangope, the leader of the apartheid homeland, Buputatswana. How many of you know Buputatswana? The leader Buputatswana. Retreated from the capital Mabatu in the face of a popular uprising after he had tried to boycott participation in South African first democratic elections. Mangope rejected the South African Independent Electoral Commission plea for free political in Buputatswana, a member of the Anti-Election Freedom Alliance. His stance calls in which 40 people were shot and wounded by local police. A public servant strike was also called. Mangope dismissed the staff of the Buputatswana. Mangope dismissed of the Buputatswana broadcasting staff of the Buputatswana, shutting down 3 radio stations and 2 television stations. He then fought armed support from the African Verbal, which is the AWB, to quarrel the uprising. This promoted the intervention of the South African Defense Force, leading to Mangope removal from office. Now, that's what has happened when Mangope leaves Mabatu due to uprising. Remember, he's not allowed the thing of voting to happen because he was still there. Now, nevertheless, in 1961, members of the AM hand over a memorandum to Verwoerd private sector about the apartheid policy. That was in 1961. Remember, even during the time of apartheid, there were people who were against apartheid. Members of the apartheid movement ended their 72-hour vigil outside Lankente House in London. The demonstration marched through the streets of the Doka Hotel to hand over a memorandum to Verwoerd private secretary Mr. J.F. Balam. The memorandum was passed to Balam at the hotel entered by Marshall Stewart, Dr. Yusuf Davu, former president of South African India Congress and IU of the South African Unity Front. The EM was on there. That's what has happened. Now, let me give you this song. When we come back, we'll continue. I'm going to give you these songs. Thereafter, we'll continue. I'm giving you the song that is saying Morna Chorajao Tswanela by Eben, and we'll continue after that.
Mary Vida Namorak. Hey! Take it down, take it down, take it down. One touch of God is enough. Lutola Robert, Rafakela Chippy, Mara Jesus Salamore. All right, Arriba.
You are.
You are Lord, you remain the same. I gave you two songs back to back. The first one I gave you, it was a song by Eben Morena. It is a yacht channel, that is Eben Majila. That was a Bold Arts. It was their volume, mini project number two, volume number two, seeing Morena Richetto, the Otsuanela, and it followed by the song by Woman in Praise, a Spiritual Celebration. They did this in 2019. They featured the late Prophet Nezimo. May God continue to strengthen the family of the late Nezimo, because I know, I believe that every time there's a moment where they will remember and miss their father. There's a moment where the church will remember and miss their pastor. And there's a moment where the wife will remember and miss the husband. But we are saying, may God continue to strengthen the family as we are continuing to remember the legend, the late Prophet Nezimo. The song is saying, you remain the same. I tell you, he remains the same. 2034 is a time here at By the Grace Radio, listening to the lovely, lovely show, or that is called Time to Meditate. This is the last segment of our show, Time to Meditate. We thank God for this hour. We thank God for this moment. Remember, it is Sunday the 10th of March, and I know tomorrow is Monday. You'll be preparing yourself to go to church. We thank God for this hour. We thank God for this moment. The number that you can use perhaps to engage with us even tonight is the very same number that you know, 083-289-4658 plus 2783-289-4658. Remember, we were in the book of Revelation, chapter number 3. We started from verse number 1, and now we are in verse number 11, where it was saying, I am coming, hold on. I'm coming soon, hold on to the faith you have, so that no one can take away your crown. No one can take away your crown. He's coming very soon, though we don't know when, but what we know is he's coming. We must always be prepared. Like athletes in the race must obey all the rules to win. In other words, as we are waiting to receive the crown, as we are running this race, we must follow the rules. We must follow the rules so that we can win the battle, because otherwise we won't win the battle. That is why in the book of 1 Corinthians 9:25 it said, all those who compete in the game use strictly training. They do this so that they can win a prize, one that doesn't last. But our prize is one that doesn't last. But our prize is one that will last forever. Those who are participating in a game, either it may be on cricket, rugby, soccer, whenever they run, they participate to win the medal, that it will never last. But our prize that we're waiting for, it will last forever. It's very important that we must make sure. We must make sure that we are always ready, because any time from now is gonna come. That is why in the Revelation 14 it said, the 24 elders bow down before the one who sat on the throne. They worship him who live forever and ever. They put their crown down before the throne and said. Now when we read verse number 12, those who win the victory will be the pillar in the temple of my God. I will make that happen to them. They will never again have to leave God's temple. I will write on their names of my God all the name of the city of my God. That city is the new Jerusalem. It is coming down out of the earth from my God. I will also write my new name on them. Those who win the victory. Remember, we are in a battlefield. Now, we need to make sure that while we keep on fighting, while we keep on this fight, we don't lose the courage. We don't lose the battle, because we are waiting for the mantle. Verse number 13. Everyone who hears this should listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. Everyone who hears this should listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. Now, let me give you this song. When we come back, we're going to do the last one in the book of, we're going to do 14 up until number 22. We're going to do the last part of verse number 14 up until 22. We thank God for this hour. We thank God for this moment. Now, let me give you this song. Thereafter, what we'll do, we will continue together here at Bad Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of people. Let me give you the song by Soweto Gospel Group. They featured the Joe Priest, Mighty God. And when we come back, we'll continue. Enjoy the song, and when we come back, we're doing the last part, and we leave you as we are in the last day segment.
To be.
Jesus My Lord. That is the group called Soweto Gospel Choir. That is Joe Praise with Soweto Gospel Choir, Mighty God. The album, the song they've done it in 2012. Jesus My God, You Are the Joy of the World. The time now is 2044 CAT, Central African Time, here at By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. Now, what we're going to do is we are continuing on Time to Meditate with me, John, and my son, Miss Mama Bolo, the last segment of our show, as we are reading now, continuing with the Revelation chapter 3, as we are doing verse number 14. To the church in Laodicea. The church in Laodicea. Remember, from verse number 1 until verse number 6, it was to the church in Sardis. Now, from verse number 7 until verse number 13, it was to the church in Philadelphia. Now we are doing verse number 14 until verse number 22, to the church in Laodicea. Write this to the angel of the church in Laodicea. Here is a message from the Amen. Listen. Here is a message from the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of all that God has made. I know what you do. You are not hot or cold. I wish that you were hot or cold. Listen to what he said. He said, I know what you do. Gatsiba, or what do you do? But what surprises me is, you are not hot or cold. I wish that you were hot or cold. Ari, I know what you do. Gatsiba, rudrying. I know what you do. You are not hot or cold. I wish that you were hot or cold. I wish that you were hot or cold. That is why when you read in the book of Revelation 2:2, said, I know what you do, how hard you work and never give up. I know that you don't accept evil people. You have tested those who say yes, they are apostles, but are not. You found that they are less. I know what you do. You are not hot nor cold. I wish that you were cold. You were hot or cold. But you are only warm, not hot, not cold. So I'm ready to spit you out of my mouth. Listen. But you are only warm. You're not hot. You're not cold. But you're only warm. He said, now I'm ready to spit you out of my mouth. Because you are not hot, you are not cold. Kur agitse buruta o magareng na uta motho a re age show mara o ga re ke magareng. It's important that we must choose, or either you wanna be hot or you wanna be cold. You cannot be hot and cold. When it comes to things of God, you must choose, or either you must be hot or you must be cold. You cannot be hot or cold. That's what you must do. As I said, you cannot be hot and wabusaware cold. It's either you are hot or you are cold. He said, that's why I know everything you have done. And you are not cold or hot. I wish you were either one or the other. But since you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I spit you out of my mouth. You claim to be rich and successful, and to have everything you need, but you don't know how bad you are off. You are pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. Nala batho ba bua jwalo, motho a na a bua re ke na le everything mara a se na yona. Ore ke na le everything mara a se na yona. I know what you do. You are not hot and you are not cold. I wish that you were hot or cold. But I know now or you are only warm. And you are not hot and you are not cold. So, but I'm ready to spit you out of my mouth. Because you are not hot, you are not cold. Either you are hot or you are cold. It's very important just to examine ourselves. Are we hot or are we cold? Are we hot or are we cold? Hosea 7:8 said, Ephraim mixed with the nations. Ephraim is like a cake that was not cooked on both sides. That is Hosea 7:8. It's like a cake that was not cooked on both sides. Because you are not hot and you are not cold. Now, when you read 1 Kings 18:21, Elijah came to all the people and said, you must decide what you are going to do. How long will you keep jumping from one side to the other? If the Lord is a true God, follow him. But if Baal is a true God, then follow him. Then people said nothing. You must choose if you want to be hot or you must be cold. I'm between. How can you be between? Kana wena upulusichwe, are you sure? Our polos are out sure. Well, a good guy. You cannot be between. That's what Jesus said, Gore. I mean, he said there, Gore, I'm going to split you out of my mouth because you are lukewarm. You're not hot, you're not cold. You are lukewarm. Now he said, I'm going to split you out of my mouth. And he continues saying, you say you are rich. You think you have become wealthy and don't need anything. But you don't know that you are really miserable, pitiful, poor, blind and naked. Yeah? You are blind and naked. Verse number 18. I advise you to buy gold from me, gold making fire, then you will be rich. I tell you this, but clothes that are white, then you will be able to cover your shameful naked. I also tell you to buy medicine to put you on your eyes. Then you will be able to see. Then you will be able to see. I correct and punish the people I love so that nothing is more important to you than living right. Change your heart and live. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with you, and you will eat with me. I will let everyone who wins the victory sit with me on my throne. It was the same with me. I won the victory, and I sat down with my Father on his throne. Everyone who hears this will listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. To what the Spirit says to the churches. The time is 20:52. CAT, Central African Time. We have arrived to the show for tonight. But before I do that, I want to remind you that we know that next week is what we call, after next week it's what we call Good Friday. Though it doesn't mean worry, because every year the Good Friday can change. That depending with the organizers, people who are doing calendars. They may decide or we are doing Good Friday for March, and sometimes they do it April, but that does not mean or Jesus was like Willis Fapanunga those days. It's just the remembrance of remembering. Now it's going to happen Good Friday. There are services that will be taking place in a lot of places, but I will tell you much tomorrow. We just want to say to you, thank you very much for your support. Thank you very much for tuning into here at By the Grace Radio. Time to Meditate was the name of the show. This was the last segment of the show tonight. And we will meet tomorrow when God allows us to meet. Because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, I am leaving you tonight. As the time now, it's 20:54. As I've already mentioned. But I'm leaving you with the song by... Okay, let me check. Let me find out what song are we leaving you with. We're leaving you with this song. And thereafter, we will meet tomorrow. Imikele. that is Tshwane Gospel. I'm saying bye-bye. We love you. God bless. Let's meet tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of the evening.